Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
What happened last night? An amazing comeback for the Islanders, staving off elimination. They get the win, and now there's a Game 7. And who doesn't love a Game 7? No matter what sport it is, Key, it's a Game 7. Can I get you tuned in a little bit? Little bit. Like, even curious enough to see who won.
I ain't going to be able to do it. I'll go with you if it's something to go to.
Well, that's the Stanley Cup Final.
Yeah.
But they're going to be in Tampa.
Yeah, but I'm not setting my dial to figure out when it's coming on and doing all that.
Nothing.
I'm just not into it.
What if I text you, third period, it's tied, would you watch?
Probably not.
Damn. What if I sent you video clip of the game-winning goal, would you watch the video clip?
I probably watch the clip.
All right, so at least I can get you engaged.
Yeah, I watch it. Doesn't mean I'm engaged. You sent it to me, so I'm going to be respectful and watch it.
It's engaging
I'm not meaning I'm engaged in
it. If I told you it meant a lot to me, would you then say, it means a lot to him? Let me give it a minute.
It means a lot to you is what I would say. I said it means a lot to Han. That's cool.
Right.
He likes it.
All right. But I want them to win so bad now just because I need to get you at the Coliseum for a game.
Yeah, I would
because
go.
You'll be hooked.
The Islanders, baby.
I mean, you had to see Damian
right?
Woody. The Islanders. Damian Woody was literally just fell on the ground. He was celebrating, jumping around
Jeez,
like crazy. He
I hope nobody it. Was underneath
yeah.
him.
Yeah, it was dicey. Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, presented by
it's a
Progressive
fall,
Insurance.
Man.
He jumped right back up. There's me and D. Wood. He jumped right back up, though, and he told me right away. He's like, I just fell out. Like, he was so happy.
How did y'all run into each other? Or did you text each other to meet up?
I saw him. We were in the same section.
Oh, same section.
Yeah, look at him right here on the video.
Fanboy section.
Some dude just no. It was just, we were scattered about.
Gideons. Yeah. Y'all bought Gideons and went down below. Jeez, that's so ridiculous.
That building is so small, you could do that.
It's a small building?
Tiny. Yeah, real small building.
I've only been there for
everybody knows each other.
Concert.
It's like going to a reunion. You know, like people always say, oh, well, so-and-so's over here. You know, Sean's over there.
You was the Long Island man then at the game.
A lot of people knew me.
Alan Hahn, yeah. What's up, huh?
Yeah, a lot of
Yo,
that.
You doing good on the radio, son? All that, huh?
Like, that's one of those things. And it's like they saw me watching the game, like the Bucks Hawks game. So it's like, what are you doing? You're at a game. I'm like, oh, I got to watch this game, too. Tell Key, when's Key coming, everybody? When's Bart coming? They want Bart Scott, and they want you there. That's all everybody wants. Now, you've ever been to the Coliseum? You played for the Jets. You were on the
I've
island.
Only went to a concert, just a concert.
What'd you see?
It had something to do
it's
with Bad
90s,
Boy
right?
back then.
It's
yeah, it was like 90s. Bad Boy reunion or something weird like that. Like it was like a Bad Boy. Yeah, it was like Puffy and all. It was like a hip hop deal. Yeah, it was like a summer, some sort of summer concert with like a whole bunch of artists and yeah. And
yeah,
I think Bad Boy was the headliner, I believe. Yeah, but it was cool.
Was it good?
Yeah. It was cool. It was
but true. That's back when that place was a dump.
It was a dump. Yeah,
pretty ugly.
Yeah, it was.
But you were with the Jets, you probably got VIP, got in there, right?
Yeah, I was taken care of. Let's just put it that way.
Well, you'll be taken care of if they get to the Stanley Cup Final. I got to get you in that building one more time.
Yeah, because we were at the Marriott, that Marriott Hotel or whatever it is.
Oh. Yeah. Wait, you?
That Marriott was the Marriott.
Why would you stay there?
So I stayed there. I stayed at that Marriott for a while when I first got to the Jets.
Well, yeah, because they practiced at Hofstra. So
yeah, but
remember
when I signed with the Jets, I was one of those. I held out late. I held out, and I missed, like, all the training camp. I couldn't find anywhere to live.
Said I was one of those.
Yeah, I was one of those. I was one of those guys that you wrote about and talked crap about.
Keyshawn Johnson, this is day 7 of the holdout.
Yeah, yeah, all right? That. Like, yeah, exactly.
Sources are saying he's still – sides are still not close.
Yep.
Keyshawn, and it would be
Rich Zamini.
He moved,
stalking me.
He is in town, but not in uniform.
Yeah, all that.
You didn't stay at Garden City Hotel, huh?
No, I stayed at the Marriott. Garden City Hotel was just too.
Well, you finally got paid, right?
Uppity. Yeah, just took care of me.
You finally got paid.
Not complaining.
So there's players who are playing for contracts this year in the NFL. We talked about this earlier in the show. Let's bring it back because we went through a list of players, and there's one name on this list that you have that we didn't get to earlier that really catches my attention. So NFL players who's playing for their contracts. Now, there's everybody that's up for off their rookie deals as players who are up, right? And Baker Mayfield's going to get paid, right? Josh Allen.
Yeah.
But one of those from that quarterback class that you mentioned, the players who are playing for their next contract, is Sam Darnold.
Yeah.
With Carolina.
Yes.
You have optimism that – like, he's not going to be in that same realm as those two guys as far as – because, you know, next one up, quarterback, you're going to get paid – whatever the market tells you. I can't imagine what would he have to do to even come close to getting a big time deal?
He's got to show significant progress from his tenure with the Jets and lead his team into the playoffs like those guys did and show them that he's the future quarterback of the team.
But he'd have to have a prolific season.
What's a prolific season?
This is a prove-it season, isn't it?
4,000 yards, 30 touchdowns, 9 interceptions, and 2 fumbles. That would be pretty good.
Pretty good.
For him.
But I still feel this is a prove-it season.
Yeah, that's why you prove the situation. They've already picked up the fifth-year option.
Yeah.
So they could stay with the fifth-year option and let him play it out, or they can renegotiate the deal to give him an extension. This is the year for him to win the coaching staff over so they can start to think about long-term extension.
He needs to – he really obviously –
What has any of those guys done outside of Lamar Jackson?
Who won MVP, right?
That's it.
Josh Allen, I mean, he had a tremendous year. He was in the conversation.
Sam Darnold could have a tremendous year and get into that conversation next year or this upcoming season.
And maybe
Baker Mayfield only been to one playoff.
Right. Well, it was pretty good performance.
I understand that, but it's only been one season he's gone to the playoffs.
All right, so they have approved it as well.
So Sam can go to the playoffs.
Well, for Sam, the change of scenery might be the most important part for him. Rodney Pete told ESPN.
Sweet Pete!
Yeah, like going to Carolina will help Sam Darnold. He told David Newton, quote, the fans at Carolina are passionate and they love football. That you could say that about every fan base, really. But he said, but it's not the nastiness of a Philadelphia or New York where it can get extremely personal. So that's going to be a relief for him. Now, you've played in New York. You understand how it works
here.
Well,
I played in Carolina, too.
Yeah, that's true. I kind of want to take him to task here. Sam Darnold was never treated poorly here by media or fans.
I mean,
I don't think he ever faced any type of nastiness or anything personal.
I don't know.
I think he was fairly criticized when he didn't play well, but a lot of times he was the guy that we said it was Adam Gase's fault, not Sam Darnold's fault.
I think you look at it as unwarranted criticism for a guy who didn't really get a fair shot based on the things that they put around him and the coaches. And so with that being said, it's almost like the fan base, to a degree, piled on unnecessarily at times when they became frustrated with him because they felt like he was supposed to lift everybody else up.
Yes.
You can't lift people up that's not good, man. It's just the reality of it. Like,
right.
As much as I love, what's his name? Running back, the old one.
Frank Gore?
Frank Gore. As much as I love Frank Gore, he can't lift that up. Frank Gore ain't got nothing left. This is not Frank Gore from the San Francisco 49ers. This is Frank Gore, who at some point very soon in life will be a grandfather.
Yeah.
Like that's,
Frank Gore's got a kid playing college football.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Like, you can't lift that up. You allow his best offensive weapon in Robbie Anderson to go sign in Carolina because you elected not to give him the money that Carolina gave him. So it's you start to look at all of those sort of things. You hired Adam Gase as your head coach.
Well, Peyton Manning did say he was a good hire. Would be. That was the reference.
I mean, I guess if you hired him based on what Peyton said, then whatever. I mean, I don't, because I'm not hiring somebody based on what Peyton Manning says or anybody else for that matter. I'm hiring him based on my knowledge and what I know as the president general manager of a team. I'm not hiring him based on what Charlie Casserly says. I'm not doing that. it just doesn't work for me.
That's what it was, though, unfortunately. But, again, for Sam, it is a huge year for him on many levels. It could be a year where he gets some security because right now his career is pretty much, it's you don't know where it's going.
Yeah, but
you don't know where it's going. He could
reset
disappear.
A reset button in Carolina with – Christian McCaffrey and his former teammate Robbie Anderson and Joe Brady as the coach and whatever else they have to put around him, I think he'll be okay. I think you're going to be surprised at how effective he's going to be at the quarterback spot. And if he's not, then he'll be back at the beach in Los Angeles at some point in time surfing.
Well, he'll be what happened with Winston, Mariota, guys like that. Well, he'll go somewhere and then be a backup and try to continue. Like somebody will give him another chance, but third overall pick – Now
he'll get a couple shots.
Now in his fourth year, it's going to be time to see what he can do. So that's the one guy. Another quarterback, though, that you had on your list here of players playing for a contract is Kyler Murray with Arizona. How much of what he will get financially off this year will be based on if Cliff Kingsbury is his coach going forward after this year?
I think a lot because, again, they're in the position to have to pick up the fifth-year option, make a decision on long-term extensions, make a decision on Cliff Kingsbury, because in all honesty – this is the time that you really dive in and you start to evaluate the general manager in Kimes. You start to evaluate Cliff Kingsbury, because Kyler Murray is in Arizona because of Cliff Kingsbury's ability to convince the Cardinals organization that that's the right guy to lead us to where we want to go. And they traded Josh Rosen based on the recommendation of Cliff Kingsbury in his system that he says is going to take the – NFL by storm, and he's the young innovator, and he's got the house, but the mountain backdrop, and everybody on social media goes crazy, and he has all that for you.
Yep.
But it's not the best it's gotten you so far is 8-8.
Right. And a tough division. So there's a lot to watch there. No, some money to be made. There's no doubt about it.
And then you'll eventually start to hear Kyler Murray start to talk about how he likes baseball if it doesn't work.
He already is.
See?
He already is.
See? You see what I'm saying?
Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. Alan Hahn in for Zubin. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline.
We made it to these conference finals, but we're not satisfied.
We work extremely hard to be in this moment, but job is not done.
It's now or never, now and I never even a minute late.
Look out. Here comes Trey. He shoots the three. Bang! They left him wide open.
Now or never. The clock is ticking. My ambitions will outlast the pressure.
The floater to Giannis. Slammed it. Rebound by Clint Capella. Up and in. These Atlanta Hawks, folks, never, ever count them out.
It's been fun playing with this group. We just keep fighting to the end, no matter what the score is.
Man, a star is born. Maybe a star developing right before our eyes. Superstar? That's what we're wondering right now. And let's ask somebody that was a superstar and maybe still is and was also a teammate with Trae Young, and that's Vince Carter, VC, ESPN NBA analyst, who joins us right now on the Goodyear Hotline. Good morning. All right, so you let me know, because I always say real recognizes real. Is Trae Young growing into superstardom, or is he there?
I mean, he's there. This is what he wanted. He wanted this from day one. When he walked into that locker room day one, he wanted to be a superstar. He wanted to put these numbers up each and every night and put the league on notice. He just needed to learn how to go about that and still win. Now he understands the formula of how to win. The organization has done a great job of putting the players that he needs to dominate and utilize all of his skills: shooting, passing, floater, lob threat. He has everything he needs offensively to win and be the superstar that we're seeing.
VC, what's up, man?
Yes, up. What's up, man?
Good. Let me ask you, how much confidence do the Hawks, Trae Young, have right now after taking game one in Milwaukee?
Confidence. I mean, you see the swag. You see off the backboard. You see shaking those haters off before he shoots the three. He believes. They believe. I mean, they got that opportunity. It's like, you got to think about this, Keyshawn. Did you even think the Hawks would make it this far?
No.
So now that they're here and you're four games away, they're going for it. So they believe. They beat some of the best teams. We didn't think they would beat the Knicks. We didn't think they'll beat the Sixers. And now they're here. Now they've taken game one and have taken control of home court. So, yes, they're confident and they believe. They just need to stick to the script. Stick to the script. Don't play outside of who you are and what has gotten you here, and they'll make this a tough series for the Bucks.
What is it that the Bucks need to take control back? Like, what? Because clearly,
make a damn three.
We all feel like or felt like the Bucks should be, a gentleman's sweep coming into this series. Now, what do they need to do to just maybe get some control back?
So, Keith, listen, I look at how they played them. And if yes, you said make some shots first and foremost, but look at defensively. I think they're not making shots offensively consistently, and the air was being blown out of them every time Trae Young hits a three. hits, you know, gets into the paint. But their defensive strategy is going to have to change. Yeah, I know you don't want the big up, so Trey beats your big. Well, then they're going to have to trap him and get the ball out of Trey's hand early and trust that his other shooters don't make shots, because right now he controlled the game. He dictated how the game was going to be played for the Hawks. And real quick, think about how Trey played in versus the Knicks in game one, versus the Sixers in game one, facilitator early, dominating second half. This game, he was dominating from start to finish, and the Bucks can't allow him to get in that groove.
Vince Carter joins us right now on the Goodyear Hotline. You know, your career unceremoniously ended because of the pandemic. That game, remember that crazy game that you guys played against the Knicks? You knew the season was over. It was so weird that night. I'll never forget just how that whole thing, and then the ovation you got and all that stuff was wonderful. But still, you were a teammate of Trae Young. So you, again, had that intimate knowledge of what he was about earlier in his career before this moment, before he's here. So give us insight then. Is if you saw something about him that told you, like, this kid's going to be something before we knew. Because at that time, when you walked off the floor that night, it was the Hawks gave up Luka Doncic for this guy. And now it's Dallas gave up this guy for Luka Doncic. What did you see in him back then that might have told you that this was coming?
I think it was a fair trade. I think both teams are happy with what they got. But for Trey, man, you knew he was special. You knew he had it. He wanted to prove it so bad day one that, yeah, I'm little, but I'm a star, and I'm going to be a star, and we're going to win. He just, like I said, he just needed to learn how to go about that. And he wanted to prove so bad, I could score with the best, but with scoring, you want your team to win so you can move on. And now that he understands that formula, he is dominating, and he's making it tough, because now – Trey's quicker than some guards. He gets in the paint. You step your big up, he knows to make the lob because he has a lob threat. He gets in the paint, he gets the floater. Well, then if you bring your defense and you shrink your defense, well, he has shooters. So the organization realized what they have in Trae Young, and they put the right pieces around him for him to be the star that we're seeing.
VC, I'm not sure off the top of my head if you played for either one of these teams or both. The Clippers and the Suns in the Western Conference final game
Suns.
Three tonight.
I played with the Suns.
It was a Sun. I know you played for every team in the damn NBA. No, but
it's only eight, bro. Come it's on. Only eight. Come on now.
No, man. Come on. That's my dude. CP3, possible return tonight in game three. Is this over with if he takes the floor? Is the Clippers might as well start to look for Cancun?
it goes both ways. Just think what they're doing and how they're playing campaign, managing the game like Chris Paul. Devin Booker managing the game in game one like Chris Paul. So, yes, it's going to be tough for the Clippers, but you got to put some faith in Ty Lue and what they've done being down 0-2 in every series pretty much and coming back and finding a way. Does the Clippers win the series? I don't know. Because I think adding Chris Paul makes things a little tougher, because we saw what Chris Paul did, putting up like, 35 in a closeout game. So you have to give some confidence in to Ty Lue and his adjustments, because one thing he did last series he made the adjustment of going small to take advantage of Gobert. Now, what adjustment will he make for game three to find some success? Because right now they're searching and scratching. I mean, when you're getting blown out and then you're losing a tough one and no Chris Paul there.
How much pressure does Paul George carry into this game after missing those two free throws that could have essentially ended game two for the Clippers with a W going back home, but he missed them? Is there a lot of pressure that'll be placed on him to show up tonight?
I think so, and he'll probably put that pressure on himself. And he can say, yeah, I'm just going to go out and play my game and do what I need to do. Very true. But if I'm the coach, I'm going to put him in situations to succeed. I'm going to get him the ball early and often. I want to get that confidence. I want to get that bad taste out of my mouth. So we know we have to lean on Paul George to play well, to not even just score, but to make the right play. And I think when they see an aggressive PG, good things can happen for them. They're at home. You know, at first it was like they can't win at home, and all of a sudden they can win at home. So you give them that. But Paul George, is this going to have to play his game? Don't play outside of yourself. Don't overdo it, but be aggressive.
The biggest difference is not having those cardboard cutouts, having actual fans at Staples. That certainly should
and
help.
Kawhi Leonard. And Kawhi Leonard.
Well, having him, too, help. Would definitely help well. VC, I know you didn't play. You played on 8 different NBA teams, but it's great to have you on this team here at ESPN. Thanks so much for joining us. Appreciate it.
All right, bet.
For sure.
Vince Carter on the Goodyear Hotline, brought to you by Goodyear, helping you discover the road ahead. Goodyear, more driven. Coming up, a surprising shutout in a place that doesn't have them often. That's after Key has this from Goodyear.
Goodyear knows when the playoffs heat up, so do the possibilities. The underdogs begin to emerge, and the top seeds are solidifying their position. From here on out, every game is a chance to create the momentum, to make the right pass, the right move, or maybe even hit the perfect shot. It takes momentum to build up to the perfect moment, but it takes everything to capture it. Goodyear, more driven.
In a unanimous decision, the Supreme Court ruled the NCAA cannot limit educational benefits like laptops or tutoring for student athletes, ratcheting up pressure on the entire business model of college sports.
More from Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin next.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.
SportsCenter right now. So the Islanders with a comeback win last night in Game 6 of their Stanley Cup semifinal series against the Tampa Bay Lightning. They trailed 2-0, rallied with 3 goals, including one in overtime by Anthony Beauvillier, to give them a 3-2 lead and to force Game 7 against the Lightning down in Tampa. Lightning, by the way, defending Stanley Cup champs. Now, that's all the details. But this is what it sounded like.
Bailey couldn't hold his own. Turnover in tight. Hits it.
Somewhere in the noise is Chris King with the call on the Islanders Radio Network, 98.7 ESPN in New York, as Beauvillier gets the goal. And now we have a Game 7, as I mentioned, in Tampa on Friday night. The Islanders are the third team in NHL postseason history to win in overtime after overcoming a multiple-goal deficit while facing elimination against the defending Stanley Cup champs. Stay with us. To the NBA, tonight Chris Paul listed as probable for Game 3 of the Western Conference Finals. Sources are telling our Adrian Wojnarowski that there is optimism within the Phoenix Suns organization that CP3 will play. Remember, he was out for the start of the Western Conference Finals because of the league's health and safety protocols. The game is in Los Angeles tonight on ESPN and ESPN Radio. Coverage starts on ESPN Radio at 8:30. p.m. Eastern. The Suns have won 9 straight playoff games, the longest streak in franchise history. Brooklyn Nets, Kevin Durant, he's in for Team USA, but James Harden will reportedly pass on taking part in the upcoming Tokyo Summer Olympics due to the hamstring injury he suffered in the playoffs. USA Basketball has finalized its roster after Harden withdrew. They have commitments from Chicago Bulls guard Zach LaVine, Detroit Pistons forward Jeremy Grant as well, and that's according to USA Basketball Managing Director Jerry Colangelo. Team USA's first game in Japan scheduled for July 25th against France. SportsCenter brought to you by Nature Valley. We bring the energy to your mornings, but sometimes the commute and those early meetings wear you out. When that happens, grab a Nature Valley granola bar and head outside for a quick mid-morning break to experience the energizing power of nature. The topic of college sports has been throughout this whole week a lot of different discussions about name, image, and likeness, and that's going to become something in a couple of, actually starting July 1st, NCAA athletes in at least a half a dozen states will be allowed to start making money from third-party endorsements. State laws will guarantee that players can profit from selling the rights to their name, image, and likeness in a wide variety of ways. NCAA plans to vote at some point in the next week on rule changes that could open up similar opportunities for every athlete under its authority, and someone who would be in the is trying to get actually in the forefront of this is Jake Olson, former USC long snapper. Key, I know you know him very well. He joins us right now on the Goodyear Hotline. And Jake, I know you guys are working on an online platform to kind of get to the forefront of this, help maybe get some athletes to be able to book some speaking events and whatnot to be able to make money off of name, image, and likeness. So what would you like to see happen with this going forward, and how do you think it's going to work?
Absolutely. Well, thanks for having me on today, guys. Yeah, so I think it's interesting because I say, you know, there's a lot of people in the space that are kind of guessing and telling you, hey, this is going to, how it's going to happen. And a lot of people are saying they're experts, and I'm not claiming I'm an expert, but I am claiming that I'm one of the few individuals who ever been in college and actually kind of get a pass for this name, image, likeness. So I at least know what to expect or what kind of goes on when you are in college and receiving money for appearances in your name, image, and likeness. And I can kind of go through how that was possible for me. But with my company Engage, my kind of goal in that is to steer the ship for a lot of these athletes who are going to kind of have those floodgates open for people reaching out, wanting to book them for, again, speeches or appearances, or maybe these athletes want to kind of take the reins themselves and kind of create maybe pop-up events where they meet 15 half hour after practice or on a random day and sign autographs. Or, you know, maybe they want to create a sweepstakes where people can enter, where they're raising money for a charity that they like. Whatever the deal is, I want to make sure that it's a very structured process and legitimate and honest, because I say that there's going to be a lot of chaos when this does open up. And if there isn't a structure, if there isn't a legitimate way all this is being taken care of, someone's going to get hurt. And I can't imagine that maybe somewhere deep in the NCAA, they're hoping someone gets hurt, because if someone does get hurt, this could go out the window very quickly.
Jake, how old are you now?
I'm 24.
Man, you got the deep voice going now. All of a sudden, like he's
well,
grown,
you know, when you woke
man.
Me up, so it's a little morning.
Oh no,
it sounded like an authoritative "I run a company" voice.
No,
right?
Because I've known Jake since he was a kid, so it's like now he's a little bit older, and I'm listening to him talk, and I'm like, damn, he's getting old.
Okay, tell Jake's story for me, because I know you know him well.
Well, yeah, he
I
was...
appreciate that. You know,
oh, no,
I'll never apologize for a deep voice, you know?
No, it's all good. Jake is a former USC football player who, as a kid, lost his vision, and, you know, he had to have the surgery, but he remained on our USC football team. And I don't remember exactly which game you had the opportunity, the first snap. Which game was it? Was it Stanford?
It was Western Michigan. The first game in 2017, yeah.
Yeah, in 2017 he had the first snap as a long snapper for. So that was pretty cool in that opportunity. With that being said, Jake, what was your reaction to the Supreme Court ruling on a 9-0 on Monday, now that will allow athletes to get certain benefits associated with education, i.e. laptops, tutoring, things of that nature?
Yeah, well, I thought that ruling in particular was really beneficial to a lot of athletes. You know, I think it's kind of ridiculous that they were even trying to argue against getting just educational benefits to some of these guys. I think what was more damning about that was the language that the justices used, which, by the way, you know, unanimous vote is quite something to be said in mm-hmm. today's climate. But it's true. I mean, all these justices were like, this is absolutely ridiculous what's been going on over the last 70 years practically. And so I know that there's going to be fallout from this decision. We already seen kind of some cases saying, well, we're even going to try to go further in our case because we know how much support there is and how poorly the Supreme Court looks down on what the NCAA has done. And it's a shame because I think that will open up doors that maybe shouldn't be opened. You know, again, I think going to a salary base or, you know, paying athletes from a school standpoint is something that we really need to think through that isn't necessarily just smart to agree on right away. I really do think that's a much deeper conversation than name, image, likeness. But unfortunately, the way this has all fallen out is that NCAA drew a line in the sand, a hard line in the sand. And so once that line's passed, everything becomes open. And so instead of incrementally allowing something or agreeing to kind of take a few steps here, a few steps there, they just completely drew that line in the sand. So I'm hoping that doesn't occur in the next however many months and years of the, again, just anything coming to the Supreme Court, they're just going to pass it because they think the NCAA has been so horrendous in what they've done over the last, again, like 70 years. But I think name, image, likeness is a great start because it is fair, it's reasonable, it's something that probably honestly happens already, but it just needs to happen in a real structured, legitimate way.
Jake Olson, former USC Trojan, long snapper, joining us this morning on Keyshawn. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin. I almost said my old show back in L.A. I hadn't done that in a long time.
Well, you know, I got you thinking about Southern California.
I know, right?
No, Jake, he's always thinking about Southern California.
Look, so what resources will student-athletes have to navigate through to kind of understand this new wave of thinking by the NCAA so that they don't find themselves in deep water?
Right. So this is kind of twofold. One is just on a personal level, and I've been asked this quite a lot, you know, is this going to distract players from their quality of play? Is this going to distract them from, you know, what they're there to do, which is play sports and play them well and represent the team and this university? And the answer to that is they really have to sit down and say, what am I passionate about? What story do I want to tell? Who do I want to help? If you're just doing it for the money, that's going to get old very quickly. As anyone who's ever taken a job or done anything strictly for money, it doesn't pan out in the end. That's not the gratification. The gratification is shaking hands, knowing you're making a difference, knowing that you changed someone's life because of your actions and the story you told. And so that, from a personal standpoint with these athletes, I want to get that in their head. The money's nice and it's well-deserved, but that can't be the priority. On the other side of it, you have to understand, since there is a lot of money involved, anytime there's a lot of money involved, there's sharks, and those sharks are going to want to get their hands on it, mm-hmm. if it's justified or not. And so that's where, again, you want to see these companies that have legitimate processes that are kind of overseen by either compliant offices or NCAA. And we're working on that right now. And in that way, there aren't situations where someone does get taken advantage of, or there's situations where someone is dealing with someone who doesn't have the best interest in for the athlete. There's going to be a ton of that. So we really need to be careful with that. So I'd say to these athletes, one, check your priorities. Two, make sure you're doing it legitimate. Don't just believe someone if they come up to you after practice and say, hey, I got a $10,000 deal for you to come do this, this, this. No, you got to make sure that goes through a real strict process that's vetted.
Yeah, there's no doubt about how that's the part, of course. Anytime there's money to be made, there's always people that are trying to make money off you making your money. And that is somewhere a lot of college athletes, younger people especially, who don't have the proper guidance, it can certainly turn into a problem and another distraction that they certainly don't need. Jake, great stuff. It was great to talk to you. Thanks so much, and good luck with the company going forward.
No, not good luck. Fight on.
Oh, fight on?
Yeah
fight on. Keyshawn, hey, Keyshawn, hear my prayers, man.
Thank you. Appreciate it, man.
All right, Jake Olson again on the Goodyear Hotline. And, you know, Key, that's something we have.
Teach you some Trojan etiquette, but go ahead.
Okay, I'm willing to learn, as always. Well, we've never talked about that part of it, is the people taking advantage of athletes who could make money off their name, image, likeness.
Yeah.
This is going to be those piranhas that show up and want to.
Absolutely.
All right, how can I now, you know, the leeches that now want to make money off you making your money.
You're really supposed to be getting $10 and you're getting two because they're pocketing the eight because they set up the deal.
Or they sucker you into something, right, that you think, oh, that's a good deal. So I sign this and I do this. And
yeah, that's the same thing. You're really supposed to be getting X, but you're getting Y.
Right, yeah, and that's where it gets it's real careful. So somebody like Jake trying to make sure that doesn't happen. All right, coming up next, you know. Call a roulette, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Your turn to weigh in and let us know if Trae Young is already a superstar. That's after Key has this from Hulu.
Still pounding on that remote control night after night, Hulu has all the shows and movies you love. And before you ask, do they have The Handmaid's Tale in Grey's Anatomy or SportsCenter, the answer is simply yes. Whether you're into live sports or news or award-winning originals and premium channels, it's time to have Hulu. Hulu plans, they start at $5.99 for thousands of shows, movies, and Hulu's originals. And you can add other premium channels and live TV as well. And it's all on the same app. So you're not having to download a million different things. Keep the drama on your TV and keep streaming simple. It's time to have Hulu. Restrictions do apply now. It's time for Caller Roulette.
You know the rules. Don't ask us how we are.
We're good.
I don't want to hear any of that.
Get in, say your name, and make your point and ask the question.
888-729-3776. 888-SAY-ESPN. And don't mess it up.
Don't mess it up.
Especially you, line five.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We all go through things socially where we don't feel like ourselves, where we don't feel like going out, where we feel drained, or we're not bursting with energy. And when you're not feeling right, that's where BetterHelp can come in. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills, how to set boundaries in so many different ways, for which it empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who experience major trauma. Therapy is for more than those people, and it's there to help you. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. It's there for you. It's there to help you. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike. today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
You know?
Hey, Joe, give me one upside down. Same the usual. Make it a little stronger this time. Two olives. Have you seen Barb lately?
I think we actually refer. That's Barbie. Yeah, Barbie. Yeah, she's coming down. Just getting herself ready. Got a little dinner tonight.
You want any peanuts? Here you go, some peanuts.
Mr. Johnson, can snacks? I take your bags up to your room, Mr. Johnson?
This music.
Sorry to make you wait for the room. It'll be available in just a few minutes. Have a complimentary drink for us here in the hotel bar.
The two hands with the key. They hand you two-handed.
Yes, Call the Roulette, brought to you by Napa. Whether it's next day delivery or getting involved in their local communities, Napa goes above and beyond to serve you. That's because their motor never quits. Napa know-how, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Shall we spin it? Line three. Wow. Good start. Spin it. Now, by the way, my wife said that we look like a gender reveal. Is it a girl? Is it a boy because of the colors?
Yeah.
That's just how it worked out today. Although this is definitely smelling like beer. Yeah. Line four.
You would be the one.
Stan from Birmingham, Alabama. I'm kind of disappointed in Jay. Trey is good, but there got to be some sustainability there. This is his first year. Let's see what he do year three and four. He might be just like Milli Vanilli, a one-hit wonder. Whoa. So we label them as superstars too often. We need to give them time to see what they're going to be 3-4 years down the road.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I'm with you on that 100%. That's why I'm like, he's getting there. Somebody's great. Right. Somebody's a superstar. It's like, man, do you know what it takes to become a damn superstar?
Everything. But you know what? I'll say this. Just like Luka last year, you know what, Trey? You got our attention. Now
he's going to continue to move. Yeah. Everything says he's moving in the right direction. But when you start labeling people superstars, man, that's crazy.
Yeah. Let's spin it. Line five.
Anthony from Illinois.
Anthony.
Last week, Keish said something about he can't believe that Yachty was in the all-time greats.
No, you mean Market Madness?
The Market Madness, yes. Mm-hmm. You can't believe that he's representing with people like LeBron. Now, I'm a Chicago Cubs fan. I live in Southern Illinois, and there is no one who has met more to the city of St. Louis than Yachty. I would take Yachty just about over any catcher. What's your thoughts?
No, you're right. But that baseball market loves him. Mm-hmm. But LeBron James is international. Okay, LeBron James is like a soccer player.
But it's not called international madness.
No, I understand.
It's called market madness, and that market.
Everybody, yeah. But in that market.
But what did that prove? What did that little thing we did prove?
It proved that Yachty is loved in St. Louis.
Loved more than any other athlete in their market. Yachty's loved more than anybody.
That's all.
Which is pretty amazing.
Absolutely.
Spin it.
You know what I got to do today? I got to watch my kids in a fashion show.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, they got in a fashion show. That's nice. Line three.
Russell Wilson and Sierra's fashion show.
Did that example of Jordan and Kevin Durant.
Yes.
And then you compared that Jerry Rice and
Randy Moss.
Yep. I was wondering, Keyshawn, which basketball player would you be compared to in that example?
Basketball player?
Yeah, no.
Using that same example.
What they're saying. Using the same example.
Oh, I would say Steph Curry and Trae Young.
No, but if you... So who would your comparison be?
In basketball?
No, I think I don't know what he means by that.
I don't know what he means by that.
What NBA player's career compares to your NFL career?
That's what I said, in basketball.
Maybe there's that.
That's what the question was.
I don't know.
We could think about it and come back
tomorrow. I could think about it. I wouldn't.
People could tweet at us at KeyJNZ if you have an NBA comparison to Keyshawn's career.
Yeah, like an overhyped player that never lived up to anything and he sucks at radio
difficult,
and TV.
Difficult to deal with a guy who held out as a rookie.
Yeah, held out as a rookie, made everybody mad at him, attacked his teammates.
I would say Carmelo Anthony.
No, Carmelo hasn't won a championship, man. That's not a terrible one because Melo is a great college player. Who still is an all-time great.
Why are you comparing me to Melo? Don't ever use
Tracy
me and Melo
McGrady?
The same. No. Tracy McGrady. T-Mac?
Again, did T-Mac win a title?
It's not even about the two in the title.
I think it is. No. Okay, you having a Super Bowl ring.
I played in the Super Bowl.
Matters.
Yes, I was a part of
it. Yeah,
and
matters,
I was a factor
though.
The entire season from A to Z.
That,
no question.
That
I was
matters.
Big in the playoffs. I did all
you
that.
Just don't remember the game, which still blows my mind.
That's
how
whatever.
You don't remember the game.
Because I was
of all games
in.
Of your life. How is that not the one that is right here, full recall?
Man, you have no idea. It was just crazy. It was like I was on some drugs or something.
Out of body experience?
Yeah, it was wild. Wild. At home, too, basically, because it's in
California. All right, I got one more.
What?
Kevin Garnett.
Ooh. No, KG didn't play in college. But you got to take his college career into consideration.
Oh,
now.
I guess you would have to. I guess you would
College
have to
Football
take
Hall of Famer, yeah.
Never. I'm not in the College Football Hall of Famer.
Yeah, well, you will be. You got to be.
I'm going to be dead by the time they put me in the College
Are you
Football
like top
Hall of
50 all time?
I'm sure I'm somewhere.
Somewhere,
in
right?
In their list.
Yeah. So, I mean, why wouldn't you be a Hall of Famer? Look,
I'm sure 50? I'm on somebody's list.
Somebody had you in a list, right? I thought he did have that.
All time, all century, Pac-12. I can pat myself on something. I got a few trophies laying around.
You just create anything and put it on a Wikipedia and everybody will believe it. Spin it!
Why are you guys standing around looking at us? Go do something.
I'm in a fishbowl right now.
Yeah, go do something. You're
Line
standing
six.
Around. You're growing grass on your feet.
Hey, this is Ron from Leftover, Maryland. I know Ice Trey only been in the league 3 years, man, but and this is first playoffs, but Young is showing out.
No, he's real, man. He's work, real. No
he's
one's saying
well,
that,
man,
though.
So.
He's doing work. But when you start talking about superstar stuff, it's just different, man. When I think of superstars, I think of LeBrons and Kobe's and Magic's and, yeah. and Bird. That's what I think of. I don't think of a guy who's been in the league 3-4 years that's getting buckets and all of a sudden he's a superstar. I just don't – that's not me. Because if Trae Young was walking down the street, a lot of people wouldn't even know who Trae Young is.
They will soon. Dr. Alan Sills tomorrow, Jason Collins as well. We'll see you then, everybody.